Lots to get to with Lakeshore Congressman Bill Huizinga, Steve Kelly, Brett Pikita, and Lauren Smith. This is West Michigan's Morning News. Congressman, thank you for joining us this morning.
Good to be with you, as always.
A lot going on in the last 48 hours. I want to start briefly with the visit of the Secretary of Agriculture. You had Sonny Perdue in town. You got a tour of a blueberry farm. Talk to us a little bit about the state, even amid the COVID crisis, of farming right here in West Michigan.
Yeah, well, you know, as we go out to try to tell the story of West Michigan, it's evident that people don't understand Great Lakes, right? But they also don't understand specialty crops. They think of farmers and they think of beef cattle or dairy, or they think of corn and soybeans. And we've got a little of that here in West Michigan, but what we're really known for is all of our specialty crops. Asparagus, blueberries, cherries, apples, you know, you name it, that kind of stuff. And it was just a great opportunity to really allow the secretary to understand what agricultural differences we have and how important they are to West Michigan. So it was great seeing him on a blueberry picker and going through the process and having him ask some very insightful questions. And as we are going back trying to advocate for those growers, it's just easier to do so when he and his team have a better idea of what it looks like out here.
So you had to whip back to Washington then for a vote. Talk to us about what happened in Congress over the weekend with the post office now.
Yeah. Well, so Sonny Perdue was in the morning. The afternoon I went to the Grand Rapids post office, which is the distribution center for everywhere from the Indiana border north, almost all the way up to Traverse City, and then Lansing west. So it covers a huge amount of territory. And I wanted to just get educated about what was going on locally before we went out and voted on this $25 trillion. I'm sorry, it's only billion. What am I talking about?
Right.
Only $25 billion bill that was up before us on Saturday. So the bill on Saturday really had very little to do with election security, or changes that are going to be happening between now and November. This was really about kind of papering over a lot of the problems and issues, the long-term issues that the post office has. And it was quite honestly, it was quite frustrating when we've got, you know, PPP and unemployment issues that are unresolved. We've got healthcare and PPE, the equipment side that needs to be dealt with. And here we are out there voting on a $25 billion bailout of the post office, and it just was very frustrating.
Talk to us then tonight, night one of the Republican National Convention. What issues do you hope to hear come to the forefront and are most important for us here to be taken up during the campaign for West Michigan?
Yeah, look, just 8 months ago, beginning of the year, if you looked at where we were, historic unemployment, low unemployment rates across every category, our economy was humming. It was allowing us to really get our feet under us again. You look at what gains we had been making internationally as well, and suddenly that all came to a crashing halt. So I think we need to look back not just at where we were, but where is the optimism of where we can go again? And that's what I'm really hoping that we're going to see, is more of that optimism, more of that, you know, that positive view of where we can go as a country, because we can do this. We can pull together if we can get rational. There's some people out there that don't want to be rational, but if we can get rational, we can overcome this.
Lakeshore Congressman Bill Huizinga, a pleasure. Thanks for your time this morning.
Hey, appreciate it, guys. We'll talk to you soon.